Hey, it's me again, although I do have a cold this week, so I hope you don't mind if I sound a little bit more squawkier than usual. It got me thinking, though. You know, every week I sit down here and I set up my little microphone and I yell about things that I see that either piss me off or just don't make any sense, you know? So I get to bitch about things like that, and you know what? I'm happy. I bitch about stuff. Happy Griffin. It doesn't take much to make the Griffin happy. But every now and then I sit down here and I think, you know, what am I doing picking at this little shit? There are some real problems out there that someone should be talking about, and they're not because they're afraid to. Well, this is one of those days, okay? I want to take a few minutes to talk directly to the parents who abandon their gay children, okay? You hear me talking here? I'm talking to you. And I sincerely hope that your children are listening too, because this is something they should have said to you a long time ago. You know, I've seen some cruel shit in the world. Chinese dog fights and ritual baby killings in the last season of Farscape. There's a lot of problems with this planet, but before the next generation can even begin to clean it up, you people are going to have to be the first ones to be drug out of your houses in the middle of the night and beat to death with blunt, heavy objects. Disowning your kid because he's gay? Do you have any idea what that does to someone? I mean, screw Vietnam. These kids wind up ruined for life. I've seen it, and I'll tell you right now, you people are sub-fucking-human. I'm not even talking monkeys here. I'm talking in another million years or so, you might grow legs and crawl out of the ocean looking for your first beer, okay? Not even animals pull shit like that.
Oh, Christ, he's gay. Get rid of him.
Yeah, and whoops, look at that. This one's born without a leg. Gotta get rid of him, too. Oh, darn, you got a red head and you wanted brown. Send him packing. Would you do that? Would you dump your child because he wasn't exactly what you wanted? What if he was deformed or retarded, you know? What if he looked like his face caught on fire and someone put it out with a hatchet? Would you dump him for that? Of course not. In fact, you'd probably defend him. But the instant you found out your kid was gay, you dumped him in the gutter quicker than a jar of mayonnaise with a condom at the bottom. If you were standing in front of me right now, I swear to God I'd spit right in your face. No, screw that. I'd wrap you in a fur coat and nail you to a tree in the forest during grizzly bear mating season. I'll send the video to your kids, too, so we can all sit around and laugh at it. Did you ever stop for one moment to think that your kid was always gay? He's the same child that you raised and loved for years. He didn't become gay the instant he told you. He's the same person. You just found out something new about him. Do you know how hard it is to tell your parents that you're gay? He trusted you. He took a deep breath and trusted that you'd always love him no matter what. And you fucking ruined his life for it. Yeah, that's teaching him a good lesson, isn't it? He should have known better than to be honest with you, right? The little gay bastard.
Disown him.
That'll teach him not to trust you again. You fucking make me sick. And don't you dare drop this bullshit on me about he chose to be gay so he can get out. I am sick to death of hearing straight people tell gay people that they decided to be that way. Let me guess, you've got this book that was written a few thousand years ago by some stone Arabs wandering the desert that says to throw rocks at gay people until they're dead? If God hates fags, then they must have decided to be that way, right? Yeah, well, the Weekly World News says the Bat Baby just escaped again. And that was written just last month. Why don't you go out and catch him? I hope he gnaws your face off. How can you possibly think that a gay person would want to choose to have that kind of life? With the way you cultist fanatics treat them? I'd rather choose to be Andre the Giant's proctologist than to have to live as a gay person in a world populated with you Nazi pinheads. What do you think? They just woke up one morning, chose to wear their beige wool sweater, decided on Wheaties for breakfast, and hey, why not live out the rest of their life in one of the most socially rejected, religiously hated groups in the world, right? Is that what you think? If they wanted that, they could have gone to college and become a lawyer. I'll tell you what, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver, here's your homework. If being gay is a choice that you can blame people for making, then it must be a choice that everyone has the ability to make. So, you do it! That's right, I dare you to try this. You sit down for 5 minutes, just for 5 minutes, and you decide to be attracted to the same sex. Go ahead and try it! I want to see you make even more of a dumbass out of yourself. And after you fail, why don't you grab an ice pick and just stuff it into your ear? You want to save the world from twisted evil people, then that's the best place to start. Okay, from now on, instead of disowning your gay children, send them to me, because I want to start an army. Two's flaming gay limp-wristed SmackDown commando force, and we're gonna come to your house, redecorate it, and then shoot you with neon pink paintballs until you're dead. That'll make the papers, huh? It's too late for you assholes who've already ditched your kids, but for the rest of you, if your child ever comes to you and tells you he's gay, why don't you stop for a minute and use your head? He's still the kid he always was. Do you really want to kick him out because he's gay, or because you're too weak to look in the eyes of the world and say that you still love your kid? This is to your Griffin voice of reason, and that's all I have to say about that.